Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This day for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. And I want to mention real quick before we get to my guest. I've got a guest here at the top of the hour. I rarely do that. It's got to be someone very important to me, someone who I really respect. So I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Great guest coming up. But I want to mention the War Raw podcast, because that is the sponsor of this hour, is my podcast, War Raw. If you like my radio show, you will love my podcast. And, of course, not only have I got a seven-day-a-week podcast, and you can download it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne L. Root is carried by all of them. But I also do a weekend edition that I film on video. And so you can watch it, and it's always up on Friday afternoons and then the whole weekend at RootForAmerica.com, my website, Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. And it is called, it's War Raw, but it's a special edition each Friday called America's Top Ten. And it's the most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week that every conservative, every patriot, every Christian, every deplorable needs to know about. And you can go to Root for America anytime and click on videos at the top. And my video podcasts are there, and my video commentaries are there. And my, you can reach this radio show and all of my podcast audio as well right on the homepage of RootForAmerica.com. But War Raw is my daily podcast, and then it becomes a weekly one on Fridays with a video podcast. All right, Joey Gilbert is with us. He finished second in the Republican primary for governor of Nevada. He started out as a complete unknown person. I mean 100% unknown. And there was a field of, what was it, like 15 candidates? And he came oh so close. He came in second to Joe Lombardo, who had millions and millions of dollars and a much bigger name, and was well known by everybody in Clark County. Joe Lombardo was as the sheriff of Clark County through two elections in a row. And Joey Gilbert was a complete unknown, and he wowed people. He's a great speaker, and the things he believes in are just so on the money, and he came in second. He's an attorney in Reno. His practice is called Joey Gilbert Law. He was there when we needed him. He sued the governor, Sisolak, for so many of his terrible, COVID practices, from lockdowns to church closures to masks to vaccine mandates. And Joey was Johnny on the spot, and he decided to run for governor. And he gave it such a run for the money. And dollar for dollar, I'd say he wound up being one of the best returns of any candidate in the country. But that doesn't work in politics. You have to be first. If you're second and it's close, it doesn't matter. You got to be first. Well, he didn't win it, and that's very disappointing to me. But he's with us right now. Joey Gilbert, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So, listen, you're not conceding to the winner, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Is that true still? To this moment, you have not conceded yet? Tell us why.
It's 100% true, Wayne, and, here's why. We had people at both the Clark County Register of Voters and the Washoe County Register of Voters to lob, dozens and dozens of, not just allegations. We've got proof. We've got video evidence of just stuff not being done properly at these polling locations, at the count. Court orders were ignored. And all I'm going to say is, I think there's going to be more votes for me when we really take a look into it than there were reported. And for those reasons, and the reasons, like I said before, I got in this fight to take on corruption and to be all about voter integrity. every Republican should be open to an audit. Jim Marchant won his race, and he said, let's do an audit. Let's see. It just stuff doesn't make sense. They called the race with less than 10% of Clark County in, 0% of Washoe County, and all of a sudden, you know, they call it for Lombardo. And I just think that there are some games playing going on in Clark County. We worked our butts off down there. I understand he had more money and great name recognition, but no one likes that guy, and we vote, you know, we worked really hard and pushed really hard, and I don't believe it for a second that he beat me that way. That shows in Clark County. I won 15 of all the other 17 counties. Then slowly Washoe County was pulled away by about 200 votes. I don't believe that for a second. This is my hometown. So I'm challenging it because I want to see a completely transparent process in this state. If we don't have transparency in our elections, then this state's only going to get worse. And I'll just say this on your show. Joe Lombardo will not beat Steve Sisolak if we don't get to the bottom of these mail-in ballots and this AB 321 and the observations. If we don't fix it, I don't think he has a chance anyway. But that being said, we're not going to get the red wave we deserve if we don't make sure these elections are fair.
Look, I know that, listen, this is a very tough interview for me because you know how much I love you and I think you have massive credibility. And by the way, you should hold your head high because you did fantastic. I mean, you beat every other candidate except the guy who had millions and millions of dollars and the backing of all the casino bosses and the entire media behind him. And still, you made an incredible horse race and you came close and you got a lot of votes. What was the total vote total they're claiming you got? What was the number you know for a fact that you got so far?
I don't know. It's near 30% of the vote total, and it's, you know, I don't even know.
I think you got around 50,000 votes. I mean, you're a serious, serious contender. You did fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 15,000 votes underneath Joe Lombardo.
I mean, as your first run for office, I think you did fantastic. I just think my own gut is, and I'll say the same thing that I say to you in private, I'm saying in public. I think you're fabulous. I think you have a great career in front of you. I think you could be our next U.S. senator. I think 4 years from now you could be our governor. But we need unity. Even if you don't love the guy who won, we've got to have unity to have any chance to beat Sisolak. And to have division right now stands a good chance of hurting the Republican ticket's chance of winning, not just against Sisolak, but up and down the ticket. We just need everyone to say, whether you like it or not, swallow hard and say, I'm going to support all the Republican candidates, Joey. That's the only thing I would say.
Listen, man. You know how much I love you, brother, and your wife, and we're friends, and so I do take to heart what you say. But I'll just say this, you know, the party, when the establishment and the swamp rats in D.C. decide to put their finger on the scale and they want to put someone in, they get who they get. Joe Lombardo is not a like candidate, not in Vegas, not in the rurals, not inside the minority communities. They picked him. Listen, if they would have went with the people's choice and who the 17 counties chose and all the, you know, endorsements that matter, you know, you would have had a better candidate. Now, I'll just say this. Once we get to the bottom of what really happened on the election day with these mail-in ballots, with some of this transparency, if it shakes out that Joe Lombardo's win, no one will get behind him harder than I will. And I've said this before. Steve Sisolak's got to go. But at the same time, we have got to have honest elections in this country. We've got to, because there's school board members that got totally shafted, Wayne, people that should be in there, and you're seeing it. You know, they want Coke and Pepsi. They don't want a disruptor. They don't want someone that they, you know, is going to shake, make too much noise. And so the issue is this. They prune the Patriots. Well, we've got to get to a point where our elections got to count. As General Flynn texted me on Wednesday morning, don't concede, fight for every single, you know, illegal vote. And I'm just telling you, I've got to walk through this process. Because I had standing, I was a candidate, I did well, and I've got to stick up for Nevadans. And I don't really care, I don't mean to, you know, hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm not beholden to the Republican Party. I'm beholden to we the people and to making this country a better place and getting this state back up where it needs to be. And that's all of us. It's not just the Republican Party.
Right, so let me ask a dumb question, and there's no such thing as dumb questions, as we all know, because you got to ask them to find out the answer. Why couldn't it be a double strategy? Why can't you concede and say, I'm going to support the Republican ticket, and I'm going to fight for the Republican ticket, including Joe Lombardo, at the same time as I disagree with the way things are handled in the state, and I believe there was massive election fraud. I believe the votes weren't counted properly. I'm going to continue to sue. I'm going to continue to demand audits, continue to demand transparency, but I will support the ticket. Why not do both?
Well, right now, let me just say this. We might get there. At this state, as from what I've seen data-wise, there's no way I can do it. And I look forward to sharing it. You will be the first phone call I make when I have actually solid data that people want to talk about, and then we'll go from there. But if I can't produce what I believe I can produce, then, yeah, then we're going to get there quicker. But I believe that people are going to be really upset, really pissed off when they see what's really been happening. There's not elections. There's selections. I'm going to keep saying that. I ran for that reason, though. I ran because I didn't think there was a legitimate, you know, credible person running for governor at the time when I saw, Joe throw his name in there. That's why I ran. I still believe I'm the best qualified, hands down. Now, that being said, it's my right to go through this. That's why I ran. I ran because if I didn't get, you know, the transparency of the process that we wanted, that I'd have standing to sue. And all these other election lawsuits, there wasn't a person that had the standing, had the resources, the wherewithal, and the background to do what we're going to do. And this is something we've been working on since long before early voting. We had people in place. There's video testimony. There's witness statements. There's photographs. There's over 1,100 election integrity reports filled out. And like I said, Wayne, I got to do what I got to do. We got to fix the elections in this country or no one's going to be elected.
Hey, listen, you won't get an argument from me that not only are elections crooked and rigged in this country and the 2020 election was stolen from Trump, but I know for a fact Nevada is rigged and crooked. And I just know that illegals are voting in record numbers. And the minute you go to DMV to get a license, you automatically get registered to vote. You don't even get a chance to ask. You don't even have a chance to say no. They automatically register you to vote. Just from that standpoint alone, and mail-in balloting and ballot harvesting, I think the state is corrupt, and I think the state is rigged, and I think it's got massive problems. So I get it. Joey Gilbert, great candidate, and I think you've still got a great future, and I just wish you would unite the GOP. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at MaggiesFarmProducts.com.
Hi, this is Wyatt Hancock. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I wrote a book. I'm trying to think which one it was. I've written 15 books. I'm trying to think which is the one where I came up with my plan. And the basic plan was, look, I will always fight for the most conservative candidate or candidates in every GOP primary, the most pro-freedom, patriotic, conservative candidates in the primaries, the most pro-Trump, pro-Reagan, pro-Goldwater type candidates in the primaries. But then when, if and when they lose, I'm going to support the unity of the GOP because there is no other choice. Okay, I've been there, done that. 1 year in my life, I broke that rule. 1 year, and I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination because I was so angry at George W. Bush in his first term, the way I thought he had screwed up the country. In his second term. I'm sorry, I liked him in his first term because he got us a gigantic tax cut and the economy was fantastic. But the second term, I thought he screwed up the country and the party, the GOP, so badly, embarrassed the party so badly that he would kill the Republican cause for years to come. And I was right, because the winner of the race became Obama after the two terms of Bush. And we had Obama for 8 years. That never would have happened if George Bush had not allowed spending to explode all over the country. That spending explosion and that debt explosion caused the crash of 2007-2008 and the collapse of the economy and the collapse of the stock market and the collapse of housing. And that allowed Obama to win an election he never should have won. Right? So I decided, I was so angry, I would show that I'm different. I ran as an independent and won the vice presidential nomination, came within a few votes of winning a presidential, did what Joey Gilbert almost did in Nevada, except I really did it. I stood in front of 1,100 delegates of the Libertarian Party in Denver, and none of them had ever heard of me, and I wasn't a Libertarian. I was a Republican, a lifelong Republican, and I convinced a bunch of skeptical people to vote for me, and I came within a couple of votes of winning their presidential nomination and wound up being chosen to be the vice president on the presidential ticket. And then I found out the truth of life, that independents, no matter how well-meaning, have zero chance to ever win and zero chance to ever change the direction of the country and zero chance to sit at the lever of the table of power. So there's no point. You're wasting your time. You have to stay within the system. And you have to either be a Democrat or a Republican. There is no choice. This system, whether you like it or not, is set up so no independent could ever win. Ask Ross Perot about that. He's the closest anyone's ever come. And Ross Perot didn't win one state. Not one state. Didn't even come close to winning one state. But he won like 18% of the vote nationwide. And helped elect Carter, by the way. Wasn't it Carter he helped elect? I believe so. So, you know, it was Bill Clinton. I'm sorry. It was Bill Clinton, right? He was 92. He helped elect Bill Clinton. So, I mean, he didn't even come close to winning one state, and he had billions of dollars behind him and major publicity, and everybody liked him. He was a little cute, kind of a cute old, you know, kind of grumpy guy, and everybody loved him. And he still got nowhere. I mean, it's not like anybody didn't know. It wasn't like he was an obscure third-party candidate. Everybody knew Ross Perot. And he got tons of publicity. He was allowed to participate in all the presidential debates, if I remember correctly. So he got tons of press and had tons of money, and he still couldn't win one state. It's not like he won eight states and lost. He didn't win one state. So that was the point I was trying to make to Joey Gilbert, that when it's over, no matter how angry you are, even if you think you got robbed and jobbed, you got to come back and endorse the party and unify. The Republican people have to be unified. Republican voters have got to be unified, or we have no chance to win Nevada. At this point, there is no room for error. We have to win. Whether you loved Joe Lombardo or whether you loved Joey, whether you loved John Lee, whether you loved Guy Nora, it didn't matter. You have to unify behind the Republican nominee, who is now Joe Lombardo. You have to. And you have to fight for him, because the choice is either Lombardo, who may be a little bit too moderate for some of our tastes, or it's going to be a radical leftist socialist by the name of Sisolak, who will ruin Nevada, especially in the second term when he never has to run again. He will lock us down. He will mask us. He will vaccinate us. He will chase me to Texas. I'll get the hell out of here. I'll be living in Texas, and my show will be based in Texas. So you got to help elect Joe Lombardo, whether you like him or love him, or he's not your perfect cup of tea. That's my point. But I still love Joey, and we're going to be friends for life, and he's a good buddy of mine, and you got to do what you got to do. By the way, Kyle LeBru for Congress. Let me mention his website, kylelebru.com. I want every one of my fans to contribute to Kyle LeBru, because we need him to be in the United States Congress. He's a real strong, unapologetic conservative, an America First conservative, a Donald Trump conservative, running in Missouri for United States Congress, kylelebru.com. My friend, my buddy, paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress. No matter where you are in the country, send him some bucks. kylelebru.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. At least three people are dead after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri.
So the information we have now available, preliminary, this is an active and ongoing investigation at the scene. This is going to take us several more hours to work through this today.
That's Eric Brown with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Several other injuries are being reported. The train derailed after it hit a dump truck at a public crossing in Mendon. That's about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Missouri police say two people died on the train and one person died in the dump truck. White House drug czar Dr. Rahul Gupta says the Biden administration is working hard to curb the national opioid epidemic. Testifying in a virtual House hearing, Dr. Gupta admitted the long-running overdose crisis has overwhelmed too many American families. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wayne on the Root. Welcome back to Root the Root. The Root is on fire. I'm reading all these emails, and all of you agree with my rant to end segment one. Howard Stern was ruined by his blonde wife. Just completely ruined by his Hollywood blonde model actress wife. They sit and watch Rachel Maddow at life together, at night together, is what all my fans are telling me. I didn't even know that. I haven't listened to Howard Stern in 20 years, but I know he's gone from basically a raging, middle-class, common-sense conservative, and that's what he always seemed like to me when I listened to him as a kid growing up in New York, and I identified with him. He sounded like me. Everything he said sounded like things I was talking about. Now, he's a Hollywood liberal, you know, guy with his husband with his balls chopped off because his blonde wife's a big liberal and loves Rachel Maddow, so he's been converted. And I don't see how any... He's unlistenable. I don't see how anybody listens to him anymore. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment, then I'll get to my wonderful... who's a man who's trying to save America. But Freedom Fest is coming to Las Vegas July 13th through 16th, the greatest libertarian show on earth. Over 2,000 freedom lovers, and actually it's usually closer to 3,000, are returning to Vegas on July 13th to 16th to meet with 300 of the biggest experts and politicians and stars of libertarian politics and Republican politics and conservative politics, talking about politics, culture, investing. Senator Rand Paul will be there to talk about his famous confrontations with Dr. Fauci. Keynote speaker John Cleese, the British comedian, will be there to talk about cancel culture. The MC is Kennedy, host of Fox Business, and financial legends Steve Forbes and Ben Stein, and Art Laffer and Steve Moore will talk about how to survive hyperinflation and recession. And yes, the biggest debate of Freedom Fest, as it is every year, involves me, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Was the 2020 election stolen, and should Trump run again in 2024? It'll be live streamed to 1 million viewers on Fox Nation. And then there's another big debate on the legalization of drugs, and yours truly is the judge. It's Judge Wayne Allyn Root in charge of that debate. But I'm the star of the 2020 election. Is the 2020 election, was it stolen, and should Trump run again in 2024? The sparks will fly. Be a part of 4 days of nonstop fun, film, entertainment, and debate at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. Use code ROOT50 to get $50 off the registration fee, or if you're a Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. ROOT50. Go to freedomfest.com, freedomfest.com, or call 855-850-3733, 855-850-3733. Use the code ROOT50 to get $50 off, or if you're a Vegas resident, register as a local and get an even bigger discount. So that's Freedom Fest, and then we've got our guest, Clay Clark, who is the organizer of the Reawaken America tour with General Flynn and Eric Trump and some of the best conservative speakers in America. And he's the founder of several multi-million-dollar companies in this so far capitalist country, host of the Thrive Time Show podcast. His website is thrivetimeshow.com. Clay Clark, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I am doing very well, brother. I really appreciate you carving out time to allow me to be here with you and your excellent listeners here. Hopefully we can drop some knowledge bombs today.
Yeah, and we got to get you to bring the Reawaken Tour to Las Vegas. I'm telling you, you'll get a packed crowd just off my show and me speaking. I've had, you know, I had four events in the last year or so, and I brought 5,000 to 10,000 people to the streets of Las Vegas each time. When I open my mouth, 5,000 to 10,000 people show up. Those are just my fans in Vegas. So you got to bring the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas. I'm trying to convince you to do that as soon as you can. So there we go. So anyway,
I sincerely would love to do that. You know, what we're trying to do with the tour is trying to point out the topics that aren't discussed by the mainstream media by and large outside of programs like yourself. And, you know, you have something like monkeypox where 15 months ago, folks, if you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and you click on the monkeypox button, you'll see that the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which is an organization started by Ted Turner and funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This organization prophesied or predicted or planned that the monkeypox outbreak would begin on May 15th of 2022. And that it would crescendo into June, and then you would start to see sort of a connection between climate change and the monkeypox, and you're going to see an escalation of this. Now, how did the nuclear threat initiative correctly guessed that the monkeypox outbreak would begin. I mean, but this is the sort of stuff that's not discussed anywhere else, and that's why we're doing the Reawaken America Tour.
And my question is, did they also predict that it would be almost exclusively a disease of gay men and that it spread in gay clubs and gay baths? I wonder if they knew that, because that's not a Wayne Root comment. That's a CDC comment. The CDC just put out new warning, hysterical warning for Florida, because they're having pride events, gay pride all over Florida, gay parades and gay events and parties. And they were warning gay men, you've got to get monkeypox vaccines before all those events. So it's kind of interesting that this did not turn into, at least to this moment, monkeypox has nothing to do with the average person. It's not a mass pandemic. It just seems to be confined or so, or started and confined in the gay community. But I don't know, you know, where they ever predicted that date, May 20-something, but that is almost exactly the date that it started. That is for sure. Medical tyranny, a lot of bad stuff going on. And the CDC seems to agree that it's kind of a gay disease, like AIDS was. Seems to be, you know, in the gay community, which is kind of interesting.
Well, I'll send you a link to you so you can read this. But it shows you on this document written 15 months ago that on May 15th, the outbreak would begin, and there would be really no warnings or advisories. And then in June, it would kind of increase in size and scope. And then as we move through the months, they're going to determine that it's an engineered virus and that it's connected to it's connected to weather changes. And so what's happening in right now is the World Health Organization, they are working around the clock nonstop to try to implement a one world government health program. They're looking for a global health program. What am I saying? I'm saying that the World Health Organization is trying to create a situation where that there's a problem that's so big, it's related to climate change, it's related to monkeypox, that can only be stopped by a one-world organization, a one-world government. Listen to Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor for Klaus Schwab, explaining what COVID-19 was all about. Listen to this.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race. You know, lots of people, you mentioned populist leaders, they are very much in favor now of building walls and building fences on the borders.
So he starts talking, he's kind of mocking President Donald J. Trump for his common sense approach to keeping America's borders protected. And then he goes on, I want you to play one more brief sound clip. This is Yuval Noah Harari. And again, this isn't just some random person I'm picking out. The name is Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for the World Economic Forum, a man praised by Barack Obama, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates. Listen to this guy. Here we go.
Historian Yuval Harari has developed his vision of the future by studying the past. His Israeli roots are of crucial importance to the formation of his view of the future.
Well, I think that living in Israel and in the Middle East gives you a different perspective on the modern age and on technology in general.
Harari's story is catching. He effortlessly defines the connection between the past and the future and explains what influence the development of technology has had on humanity.
Here it goes.
He's now using all of that knowledge to give us his vision for the future.
Here we go. Listen to this.
With especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the...
He just said that your own immune system would be connected. Listen one more time.
The net. Because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
Unbelievable. And this is unbelievable. He says this stuff out loud.
Well, look, it's all about stealing elections. It was about stealing the 2020 election with thinking get mail-in balloting, and everyone would stay home and fake ballots, no voter ID, and they would steal the election for Trump. And now it's about stealing the midterms. And by the way, one of the topics you and I on the list we could talk about is stealing the midterms. They're trying again to steal the midterms. And obviously, if COVID and monkeypox join together and form a gigantic monkey COVID pandemic, they'll try and make everyone stay home and be afraid of going out to vote, and the whole election will be mail-in ballots, and they'll steal the midterms elections just like they stole the presidential election, don't you think?
You're 100% correct, and I want people to understand, we are now recording here, we're doing this show today, live, but I want people to understand, if you go to Google right now or DuckDuckGo and you type in monkeypox and click on news, right now, 1 hour ago, Washington, D.C. and New York, according to The Hill, decided they announced they've already maxed out of monkeypox vaccines. They don't have any more. D.C., monkeypox vaccination filled within minutes. D.C. and New York are out of monkeypox vaccines. They're going on talking about how monkeypox is now it's teaming up with climate change. I'm reading actual headlines. It says here, The WHO, World Health Organization, explains the climate change link to monkeypox. Monkeypox garners attention only after it's... it goes on and on. So what we're seeing here is that a Boston Globe says climate change is increasing the spread of illnesses like monkeypox. They're trying to establish the grounds for having a one-world government that would be controlled through the healthcare system. And they have this guy named Dr.
Hey,
Ryan.
Clay, let me interrupt for a minute because we're going to a quick break. The music's on. The guests usually can't hear it, but the music's blaring in my ear and back home to all the listeners. And so stay on the phone. Hang out through the four-minute break. When we get back, we'll pick this up again. And I want to talk about the $200 billion that Joe Biden just committed to the world's biggest vaccine factory in the middle of Senegal, Africa. Can you imagine $200 billion to make vaccines 24 hours a day? Because, of course, everyone, they want to be vaccinated. We'll be right back. More with Clay Trapp, Clay Clark, Wayne Root.
Mike Lindell loves the radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps hair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to Root. The Root. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these great United States by USA Radio Network. Clay Clark is my guest, organizer of the Reawaken America Tour with General Flynn and Eric Trump, founder of several multi-million dollar companies, host of the Thrive Time Show podcast. The website is thrivetimeshow.com. Welcome back, Clay Clark.
I appreciate you allowing me to be here. And again, folks, I encourage you, go to time2freeamerica.com, and you can see why you have, you know, Eric Trump and General Flynn and Mike Lindell and Donald J. Trump Jr. and all these great patriots on the same lineup at the same time. What's happening is they are gathering to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud. I can't think of anything more raw and truth-telling than perhaps your show. It is an absolute great place to go to. And if you're going to Virginia Beach, or if you want to go to Virginia Beach in July, again, all of our events, you can name your price. And we have just under 600 tickets now remaining. Virginia Beach in July. Get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com.
Now, I spoke at your San Diego event where you had about 3,000 people in the seats. How many tickets are there? You said 600 available, but how many people are coming to the Virginia Beach event?
I believe we just passed 4,500, and before I hopped on the show, the producer waved at me and said we had 600 tickets remaining. So there would have about 5,000 people here that will be gathering at the Rock Church Auditorium. About 6,500 people will be gathering at the Rock Church Auditorium in Virginia Beach. It's a spectacular venue. The lineup, I mean, we have Kash Patel, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Mike Lindell. You've got Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Zelenko. Just a lot of Dr. Dave Martin. I mean, anybody that's been out there exposing the truth has been on the tour at this point. We even had Bobby Kennedy Jr. on the tour. We had Jim Caviezel. I mean, it is a next level event. And that's why we reached out to you to ask you to join the lineup. And I really do appreciate you carving out time to join us out there in California.
Yeah, I just you wanted me to join you in Virginia Beach, too. And I wish I had. It's just I'm leaving for vacation next week and I'm coming back on the 8th. So I would have to fly straight for the vacation to Virginia Beach. It was just too difficult, to coordinate all that, or I would have been there. Believe me, I'm jealous. I'd like to be there. That's what a great event that's going to be. Virginia Beach, known as a kind of retired military, right? Lots of Navy SEAL station there, lots of Navy there. So that'll be a great rocking crowd. I love it. You know what I'm wondering? Let's be real a little bit, you and I. So I assume, like me, you're very, very much anti the COVID vaccine. Not anti-vaccine, but anti the COVID vaccine. And know the dangers and the amount of deaths piling up due to the COVID vaccine. You and I are on the same team on that, yes?
Yes. I would just say that inside those COVID-19 shots, there's RNA-modifying nanotechnology. And Dr. Robert Malone describes it himself as the COVID-19 shots as being the transition into transhumanism, and the World Economic Forum praises the mRNA modifying nanotechnology as being the transition into the transhumanism agenda.
Right. So when I hear your guests, you know, Dr. Judy, whatever her last name is, Minkowitz,
yep.
And when I hear Dr. Zelenko and I hear Dr. Malone, all of them are like me and like you, understand how bad this COVID vaccine is and how many people are dying and injured from it. So I just wonder what Eric and Donald Trump Jr. say about it, because their father, who I'm a big fan of, who I'm a friend of, who's on my show all the time, but we disagree vehemently on one issue, the vaccine. And I'm just wondering, are the sons very anti-vaccine versus the father, who seems to love the vaccine? Are Trump boys against it?
I can just say this. I'm a guy who, behind the scenes, as well as on this show, I'm not a big opinion guy. And I don't have a problem with people that have opinions. I'm a heavy fact guy, you know? So I can say I have discussed what was inside the shots. I've shown Eric and others the patents, so you can actually see what's in the shots. And by the way, if you're listening right now and you'd like to see the patents yourself, what's in the shots, just go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com/revelation. That's time2freeamerica.com/revelation. When you go there, and I've shown those to everybody on the tour, and I let them draw their own conclusions. I just don't know why anybody would want to put RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside someone's body.
Listen, I know Donald Trump Jr. really well, and I've met Eric many times. I'd be willing to bet you both of them are very anti-vaccine, and they just disagree with their father about it, just like I do. I love the man, and I want him to be the next president, but I just disagree vehemently on the vaccine with him, and there's nothing I can do except to keep trying my best to hope he sees the light. So we'll see. But I'll be willing to bet you Donald Trump Jr. is on my team on that vaccine. So, look, this is all the Great Reset, and the question is, do you believe that we're going to win big in November, or do you believe that they're going to rig and that will offset our big victories, and maybe it won't be such a big win, maybe it could even be a loss, like 2018? Where do you think it's going?
I do know that in 1971, the World Economic Forum was founded by Klaus Schwab. In 1971, America got off the gold standard. Per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum. I also know in 1971 abortion began, the sacrifice of babies to Baal. I also know in 1971 a comic book series. It sounds bizarre, but the Dark Side comic book series was started in 1971 that actually prophesied all this. So I know that we are living through the implementation of a 50-year plan. And I don't believe that the people planning the Great Reset thought that Roe versus Wade would be overturned. I don't believe they thought that. That's just my take. You know, I'm not a big opinion guy. All I know is that the mass sacrifice of babies to Baal is a big part of their plan, and now it's not really possible in many states because of the Roe versus Wade overturning. So I know their plan is to make it where we never have a federal election.
Hey, Clay, we're up against the news break, and we've just got to run. We're just out of time. I'm hearing a 10 gallon in my ear. So Clay Clark, he's got the Reawaken America Tour, Virginia Beach, July 8th to 9th, ThriveTimeShow.com. Go check it out. Thank you, Clay Clark.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.